Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I'd be the first to admit that there's a fair amount of hypocrisy on both sides of the political aisle. But honestly, in the past couple of weeks, ever since the Jimmy Kimmel thing, I think I've spat Diet Coke out of my nose listening to the CNN gang, in particular MSNBC, crying about censorship in the First Amendment. And my next guest, who has written about this, Edward Ring, had a great paragraph. And I'm going to read this before I welcome him. To those of us who follow the systemic suppression of unapproved content, it seems incredible that anyone can believe our mainstream news sources, pundits and journalists working for PBS, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, the list goes on, who are now proclaiming we have entered an era of unprecedented authoritarian censorship. This is a brazen lie, but people believe it. Edward Ring is a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. We just kind of talked about this with Carl Cannon. I mean, you repeat things long enough and you have the help of the legacy media, Edward, and then people start believing it, right?
Well, they not only believe it, but they're not receptive to any evidence. They just kind of have been conditioned to shut you down if you try to present, you know, what is just overwhelming evidence that this has been going on, and frankly going on with more intensity, more repressive intensity for 10 years on our side. And they simply can't imagine that that actually happened.
And it's not just a theory. It happened. Now there's been an admission by Google that it happened. Now, you said in your piece that you had a conversation with someone who is maybe a little bit more in the middle or left of center, and you heard that person basically saying the same thing, right? That, you know, this is a situation where Trump is taking away free speech. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. This country's never going to be the same, blah, blah, all this stuff, right?
I did, and this is somebody who's educated, intelligent, fairly open-minded, but absolutely unexposed to the other side. And, you know, another form of conditioning that has been happening is they don't even want, they've been conditioned to figure that anything that's presenting this alternative view of what's happened over the last decade is lying. And so they don't even want to look at it. You really have a hard time reasoning with somebody like that. And these are not bad people either. They just have never been exposed to the other side of the story.
And this is what gets very frustrating for me, because I have people in my world. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that the people in my universe lean more to the left than they do to the right. I have a lot of friends in the entertainment business. We choose not to talk about politics. I've only lost a couple of friendships here in the past couple of years, but unfortunately, those were painful. But what I say, and I've used my sister every once in a while engages on things, and she's definitely left of center, but she's sane. You know, she's not like AOC or anything. But when I try to convince her of trying to look through a different lens, I say, don't take my word for it as a conservative talk show host. Okay, take my stuff out of the mix. But how about look at Yuri Berliner, who was an insider at NPR, and he was the guy that decided to expose it all. Okay, how about, and you mentioned these two guys, Mike Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi. I read Matt Taibbi for decades in Rolling Stone with his climate change alarmism and all this other crap, right? And then they realized that they were at the center of what they called the censorship industrial complex. And finally, along with a couple other people who were very liberal out there, Sasha Stone is another one. She came from Hollywood. I know Sasha, that said, we can't do this. And they tried to expose it. And even when it was happening in real time and most of us knew it was happening, the legacy media didn't want to cover it.
They didn't. There's also Barry Weiss with the New York Times. And, you know, these folks got before Congress and presented mountains of evidence. And, you know, so it wasn't just the social media companies. It was the government was I think they would have enthusiastically done this anyway, but the government was putting a lot of pressure on them at the same time. And that came out later. But 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, when this all got really in motion, we thought it was just the liberals running the social media companies. And as it turns out, they were doing that in complicity and in many cases under pressure from the State Department people in the government.
And that's outrageous. I mean, you want to talk about free speech issues, right? That's unbelievable. And the level of suppression was outrageous. But you also point out that some of this was deplatforming, right? So there were people that were taken off of YouTube or Twitter. One of the reasons that Elon Musk got involved is because he was pissed off at the Babylon Bee, which is a satirical site, was yanked off of Twitter. But then there was also, you described, the next level of suppression was denial of membership services. So what does that mean?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's right. I mean, the shadow ban was the start where you wouldn't have any presence in the feed and they would delete your subscribers. And this is countless examples of that. But they would also demonetize you where they would take away your ability to float ads into Google, you know, with the Google AdSense program. And then they would just throw you off the platform completely. But then there were all of the membership things. There was the Apple Store. There was Apple Podcasts. There was Spotify. And people got thrown out of there. Then there's the support networks, financial support networks like Patreon and GoFundMe. And when they threw people out, which they did, hundreds and hundreds of people were thrown out of those projects, you lose your whole base of support.
Yeah.
If you have 500,000 people giving you a monthly $5 a month, all of a sudden you have zero people and you have to go to a new processor and start all over. But then the back end of that, the PayPal and Stripe, those are the payment processors, you know, behind the interface. They all have to go through that to get into your bank. And they started throwing people off. And then WordPress actually deleted accounts. ISPs deleted Parler. WordPress deleted the conservative Treehouse, which had 1 million views, a month, which is not bad, 1 million to 1.5 million views. The video platforms, JW Player, which Prager started using because they didn't want to rely on YouTube, JW Player canceled their application. So you're seeing applications, ISPs, banks, payment processors, payment aggregators, podcasts, Apple Store, all of them participated in this, and it's all very well documented.
Yeah, well, that's an important point, because this isn't just an accusation, even though, you know, there were certainly accusations that started all this, but now it has been proven and admitted to. So I don't know what the answer is to get people to look at some of these things. Look, I think that we would both, Edward, admit that a lot of this is just simply about Trump. You know, if Trump's involved, they don't care. That a lot of people don't want to look at a different perspective here. But what frustrates me is the legacy media, because they should at least, and they're not, and the dishonesty is just incredible, even in the last few days with the government shutdown, they cannot bring themselves to put any of this into perspective in any effort to be fair. They don't really care about that, which is why Barry Weiss is doing what she's doing at the Free Press, and I think it's really, really good. But I think they simply don't care that the double standard exists. They have to be aware of the double standard. They don't care because of Trump.
Well, you're right, and that extends to a lot of other policies that are, you know, really a return to sanity. And you would think that Democrats would have, and the media, of course, would have more interest in policies that make sense, whether or not they're because of, you know, Trump's support. But we don't see any of that. We in fact don't see any alternative all we have from the left nowadays is Trump is bad. You know, in California, all we have is Newsom is bad. In all of these cases, the media and the Democrats, that's their entire platform. Trump is bad. Newsom is bad. You know, or, well, it just, it doesn't, I don't know. It's the whole idea that you personify this instead of looking at the actual substance of the policies and the actual things that really happened is very troubling.
Yeah, it's really troubling. I don't think it's getting any better. You know, you mentioned in your column, is it pronounced Andy? No, it's NGO. I follow him. He's got a ton of followers on Twitter. But here, that was a guy who was censored quite a bit when all this was happening, right?
He was censored. He was also beat up a couple of times. He had to leave Portland, his hometown, and no one knows where he is right now for his own protection. And, you know, that goes back to, you know, they're pretending that Antifa, that there's just one block of disruptive behavior, and it's really just because of ICE, and it's all very recent. They've been burning down, you know, and attacking buildings in Portland for many years, certainly going back to 2020. And the media will not acknowledge that, even though it's obvious that this has been going on. And if you look at any alternative media, if you talk to anybody that's on the scene that's willing to give you the true story about what's going on, and again, it's all very well documented because we have iPhones and we have cameras nowadays, and they're date-stamped videos, and you can see the chaos and mayhem that's been going on for years on a very wide scale in Portland, and they're pretending, and the whole media is complicit in this, that it's something that's very recent and very limited.
It's really unbelievable. You know, there's so many of these things. Look, I talk about, and we've covered, obviously, because we were the nucleus for a lot of this nonsense with defund the police because of Mike Brown and Ferguson in 2014. But, you know, if you watch, I always tell people, if you watch the fall of Minneapolis, Liz Collin, who was a journalist in Minneapolis who did this documentary, I can't remember her partner's name, you watch the first 10 or 15 minutes of that documentary. I don't know if you have, Edward, but you'll come away with a completely different perspective on that entire situation. And we were never shown those videos from inside the convenience store. They were just, I mean, is that censorship or an unwillingness on the part of the legacy media to tell the truth, or both? I mean, that's outrageous. Well, and that's how these stories get out there.
It's censorship by omission, which is a very powerful form of censorship. You know, if you select your what you're going to report very carefully to support your point of view, you can get away with a lot without actually lying. You know, they lie as well, but very, you know, it's just one level up in terms of sophistication. You just pick and choose what you're going to report on, and
no,
you can tell any story you want.
I've talked about media bias for a long time, and you are absolutely right. I've really focused on how they do that, and it's just, you know, it's an underhanded way of not being truthful with the story. And sometimes that, you know, maybe it's not even the reporter that's doing it, but it's the editor, and it runs up the chain, which is even more troubling. Edward Ring, he's at the Center for American Greatness. Great stuff. Thank you, Edward, so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. Anytime.
Appreciate it. We have a Thursday edition of Sue's News, which is coming up in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.